From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, suspected rebel rocket struck a hospital Tuesday in the contested northern city Aleppo, leaving at least 19 dead. The 12-day death toll in the city is about 280. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said diplomatic efforts are trying to extend a partial cessation of hostilities to Aleppo.
And we are particularly aiming to try to restore this in Aleppo, Syria's largest city, where the violence has increased so significantly and is in danger, without a cessation reinstituted, in danger of spiraling out of control.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov met in Moscow Tuesday with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, indicating a truce might be in place within hours. Kerry also repeated his view that President Bashar al-Assad has no political future in the country.
If Assad's strategy is to somehow think he's going to just carve out Aleppo and carve out a section of the country, I got news for you and for him. This war doesn't end. It is simply physically impossible for Assad to just carve out an area and pretend that he's somehow going to make it safe while the underlying issues are unresolved in this war. And as long as Assad is there, the opposition is not going to stop fighting him.
U.S. diplomat also set a deadline for a political transition in Syria by August 1st. Kenyan police say they disrupted an alleged extremist cell of medics linked to the Islamic State, believed to have plotted a biological attack on Kenya. The group is also accused of trying to recruit university students to join the IS in Syria and Libya. This is VOA News.